Hey everybody, welcome to Hit Rewind. This episode's another Perfect Concert Playlist. Where we're covering goth music of the 80s, which I had to be guided through. I'm Michael, and John's on the other side, who knew what he was doing.
Yeah, well, I gave you a little bit more easy, more simpler goth. Because, I mean, yeah, we could have done, like, Christian Death. I mean, you have heard stuff like Clan of Zymox and Fields of the Niflheim on the show, but I kept it fairly simple, and we have on the show, we've covered all three of these bands at one point or another.
I think it's funny is that I was like being rebellious, like, yeah, I'll make Cure the Anchor, I'm gonna look around, I'm gonna fish around for some other bands. No, you were right. I tried with a few others, and there's some I like, but I'm not sure, like Joy Division. That almost became the third band, but I was like, no, I can't deny Sisters of Mercy and their fucking raw power. So,
and what's funny is, yeah, Sisters of Mercy, he always was, I'm not a goth band, yet everything in the music and his style and everything basically just says you're goth.
I really thought the Smiths. I thought the Smiths was goth for the longest time until you cleared it up.
Yeah, they're a little more just like they're post-punk. They are
British power pop, right?
Yeah, it's harder pop music, but yeah, I mean people can make cases for songs.
Yeah,
I would 100% say that. Yeah, but not as a band in general.
All right, so my opener is Sisters of Mercy. I'm hoping that was your opener too.
That is my opener as well.
So I start off with Vision Thing. I can't even read my own writing. Is that Alice? Allie? Fuck.
Well, there's Alice.
Alice. Man, my handwriting sucks. More is next. Black Planet. Lucretia, My Reflection. And my new favorite song that I cannot get out of my head, which I will play. And I don't give a shit if that song is 9 minutes long. I will play it again. Temple of Love. Temple of Love fucking rules.
Temple Love is amazing, yeah. I start off with Alice as well. You know, it's a nice song. You can get people moving to it. And then, yeah, we're gonna immediately kick off. It's going to be a dance party, and we're going to Temple of Love. And then, you know, we're going to remember it's a goth show. We're going to slow it down a little bit with Walk Away. But they're also going to remember Sisters of Mercy are a rock band. And we're going to have Detonation Boulevard. And then we're going to end it with the most epic song that they have, which is This Corrosion.
I have to listen to that one. I don't know if I picked up. I went through it, but I just kind of hit heart when I remembered to hit heart. And then went back on it. You know what's funny is people think that goth is really mopey. There's a lot of dance music in this. I don't know why the fuck they think it's just sad boy music.
It is about existential dread and stuff like that, yes. That doesn't mean you can't have fun. You can't,
right.
You can't enjoy life. It's just you understand that we are all but falling leaves and we're all going to die one day. So let's have a party in the meantime.
All right, so my mid is Susie and the Banshees.
Okay, same here.
Oh, thank goodness. Sometimes when it's not, I have to rearrange things. I think everybody knows this song because it was on Beavis and Butthead, but I think Peekaboo is a fucking fun song, and I think it'd be like, it's not expected, that's why I want to throw you off. I think it'd be a funny, like, goofy thing to start it off with. And then Spellbound, Cities in Dust, Dear Prudence. Look, none of these are going to be shocking to anybody because I don't know this world, and this is just kind of like the mainstream stuff. Kiss Them For Me.
Right
now. Is that the one from Batman Returns? What was the one that was?
Oh god, I can't remember the title of that one. But okay. No, it wasn't. It wasn't that.
Hong Kong Garden. Even though I'm finding it a little questionable, I'm not sure it's aged well. I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, what you mean the little chopsticky piano bit?
Yeah. Monitor, and then I'm going to end it with Dazzle.
Okay, that's a pretty good solid one.
All right, your turn.
For me, we start off with Spellbound. You know, like I said, we're in a goth show. It's all gothy sounding. But again, this is also a rock show, so Fireworks would be the next one. And then something that will definitely throw people off, New Skin from the Showgirls soundtrack, which is a really good solid rock track. you know, slow down. We're going to Kiss Them For Me. But we're going to then go into the song that Mindless Self-Indulgence sampled for their song Bitches, and we're going to do Happy House. And things are going to pick up, and it'll be Gancy, because now it's on, now it's, damn it, I can't read my writing. Now is the time on Sprockets in which we dance. And then we're still going upbeat, but we're now going to angst a little bit with Cities and Dust. And then, of course, we are at a goth concert, so let's go back to gothy sound with a Playground Twist.
Nice.
Because, of course, you know, we had fun, but we also have to, we have to eat mopey and angsty, too. Remember that. That's
there are no expect. Rules in rock and roll. What do you think? What are you talking about? Is that the end of yours?
That is the end of mine.
All right. So, Cure, of course, is the headliner. I mean, how could you not? Have you ever seen This Must Be the Place with Sean Penn?
I have not.
It is really weird. He is playing a version of Robert Smith, but a version of Robert Smith that while he's on tour, he goes home and he finds the address of the Nazi who killed his grandfather, and he decides, and still dressed just like he's Robert Smith, to go be an assassin. It's a great movie, but it's one of the weirdest fucking choices I've ever.
I will have to see it. That sounds so weird.
It is weird as shit, awesome. But I loved it. All right, so this is going to be a weird choice to start off with, but I would like to have like this weird, like ethereal kind of otherworldly entry into the world of Cure, and I want to start off with Burn. It rocks really hard, but also, like, you feel like you're entering somewhere else.
Yeah, definitely. It is the song that it really did kind of introduce me to The Cure, even though, yeah, before that, her love song and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
God damn it, it's such a good song. It is my favorite, absolute favorite song of theirs. And then, strangely, there's no, like, conditioning to a softer or whatever. It's just straight into In Between Days, a fun, happy song.
Okay.
Close to Me. Here's the funny thing is I didn't know The Cure sang Close to Me for the longest time. Around 2002-03 or whatever, I picked up a cover album by the Get Up Kids, and they do a really fun bouncy version of Close to Me. It's still in the same vein, but they change up the instruments and the speed is picked up a little bit. It's really fun.
That's in peak, you know. Everyone definitely thinks The Cure is 100% hardcore goth, especially because it was on the album like right after Pornography, which is the most impressive, you know, thing that they did. And it's such a upbeat, happy feeling song that just you can't imagine that it would be The Cure.
Wow, I really didn't think these out at all. I usually am really meticulous. Look, I was losing my Spotify. I lost it today, and I wrote this list yesterday, so I wrote it quickly. Look, it's a game I can play with Spotify. If I cancel, I know within 30 days they're going to beg me to come back for like 3 months for a total of $10. I'm like, fuck yeah! I win!
Yeah, mine's free.
Oh, why? What'd you do?
I set it up on the computer years ago, and I have to listen to ads like every 30 seconds.
But I want to listen to the whole album. I don't want that bullshit. It immediately slows down to Pictures of You, and I had never heard this song until I saw a documentary called King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters. I know, me saying that title and then this song by The Cure going together sounds fucking weird. Have you seen the movie?
I have not.
There's a scene where there's a teacher who's kind of lost emotionally. He loves being a teacher, he loves his family, but there's something about video games that takes him somewhere else in his youth where he still had hope of a different life. He wanted to be a baseball player and it didn't happen. And they're showing his youth in videos and pictures, and they're playing Pictures of You, and it always makes me super sad. So there's that. Mint Car, not a really well-known title, I don't think. I don't know the band that well, so I don't know what's really popular except for the stuff that always plays.
I'm pretty sure it's on one of the singles collections.
End of the World. Fascination Street,
yeah.
Fire in Cairo, Let's Go to Bed, Night Like This, Play for Today. Now, everybody probably this generation, or not our generation, but the next generation, probably knows Love Song by 311, which is not bad. Actually, it's a pretty good cover, but you really can't beat The Cure's version of it. Next is A Forest, and then we're just doing the hits to wrap it up. Just Like Heaven, Boys Don't Cry, Friday I'm in Love.
All right. Yeah, there's definitely some very well-known stuff there with some little deeper cuts. That's a, you know, definitely a good set.
Did I make you proud?
You did.
Yay!
Weirdly enough, mine is fairly straightforward and standard, honestly. But again, like I said, my five, eight, ten thing, so 10 songs for their thing.
Hey, hold on. I gotta pause real quick. Did I tell you that we can go up to 30 songs? I'm sure I told you that, right?
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Like I said, I know that I'm limiting myself on this, but at the same time, it makes it a little bit simpler where I have to think it through. But we start off with Fascination Street. You know, we're not going to start totally gothy yet, but, you know, there's plenty of time for us to get oppressive and dark. But we're going to instead do something stompy with 10:15 Saturday Night. And now's the time to get dark with A Strange Day. And then we're going to lean into the melancholy with Pictures of You. Then it's movie song time with Burn.
Yeah.
But... okay, now we've been really serious this whole time, so let's start having some fun with I'm a Cult Hero.
I don't know that one, huh?
Yeah, that's off 17 Seconds. It's kind of fun and bouncy and silly. Then we're going to go in from Why Can't I Be You, which, again, fun dance times. And then we're going to close out the main set with some positivity with A Night Like This. You know? They'll come back for the encore with a super positive song, Doing the Unstuck, which is really, not counting The Crow, like if we're just talking standard album songs,
yeah.
Doing the Unstuck might be my favorite Cure song.
Okay, I'll listen to it.
And then Just Like Heaven will close it out. You know, it'd be either this or Love Song, but, you know, honestly, I don't like Love Song. So, of course it's going to be Just Like Heaven. It's an amazing song.
No encore?
That is the encore.
Oh, wait, sorry, I must have missed that. I think you said that we end it with Just Like Heaven. Okay. For some reason, I've been ditching the encores lately. I don't know why, and this is the first time I've done it in a while.
Yeah, like I said, I limited it. I could have gone much longer with stuff, because, yeah, you know, you have, you know, Friday I'm in Love. There's a lot of stuff off of Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. It could have done a lot more off Pornography. Because, you know, The Figurehead, I think, is an amazing track. But overall, like I said, you know, if I keep it in a little slightly rigid sense, I'm happy.
Okay. All right. So that is it for this episode, everybody. I have no idea what roads we may travel in this musical landscape, but it should be fun. I get to discover some stuff I never get to listen to.
Needs to be some metal. Metal again.
Haven't we done metal?
We did some thrashy stuff.
Yeah. What do you mean, like, metal? Like, hair metal? Glam metal? Like, what do you...
Oh, well, I think... I remember I was pitching you doing stuff from, like, these female-fronted bands like Oceans of Slumber and whatnot.
Oh, okay. And we can do industrial. I might struggle a little bit, but I know I can at least get Nine Inch Nails down.
Well, do you like Nine Inch Nails, Ministry, and, you know, someone else, that was around that time.
Filter? KFDM. I mean, Filter is kind of a spinoff. Are they industrial?
Filter is industrial.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Those two really go together. And then, of course, there's... Well, I don't know if you want to go down those roads, but then there's, like, you know, the whole Rob Zombie, you know, Marilyn Manson. There's new metal. There's, you know,
yeah, 90s punk.
Green Day, Rancid, you know, stuff like that. Offspring.
Yeah, I could do those.
Rap? We haven't done any rap episodes. What the fuck is wrong with us?
True, true. This is true.
I don't want this. I don't want this to be solely the white boy show. There's oh, and then there's like SoCal kind of bouncy rock, like, you know, Fishbone and Red Hot Chili Peppers and stuff like that. There, Suicidal Tendencies and stuff like that. There's a lot of places we can go.
There's plenty of stuff we can do.
Yeah, nice. All right, that is it, everybody. We're out.
Peace out.